the season. Aiden Brewer had a two-run shot into right center. That was his first home run of the season. And also Jorge Degatti went 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the ninth, which was his first of this season. So they had a lot of guys just able to step up and make plays when needed. And you got to give your credit to those guys that knew that they had, you know, the pressure on them of your look, right now you've already lost a game and you haven't played a full game since Sunday. How can we turn it around? But they just completely changed it offensively, defensively, and it was big for them. Committing two errors in the field, yes, but it really did not hurt them. So, you know, they're a team that bats a 240 as a team. They're 20th in the league and 457 hits as well, which is 23rd in the league. So a lot of their offensive stats are a lot of bottom half in the league. 279 runs, which has been scored 21st in the league. And they has also been struck out 475 times, which is 5th overall. But what's big for them is their pitching in the defensive side. They're 3rd in the league in fielding percentage. They're 2nd in innings pitched, 1st in ERA with a 3.70. And they're 7th in double plays. So a team that really can get it done defensively. So a key for the Raptors today, obviously, you know, you need to get both sides going offensively, defensively, but it starts with your defense. And that's what it was yesterday. Bryson Parrish absolutely worked in his pitches well, threw a lot of fastballs, changeups that Green Bay could not see. And this was a Green Bay team that leads the league in home runs. But Wisconsin Rapids completely shut them down. And Wausau right now, they're eager for a win, and rightfully so, losing their past 5. And they're a team that knows they have to get back to winning ways if they want to start to make a playoff push. They were 9-8. Now they're 9-13. And they're 29-28, which is 3rd best overall record in the Great Lakes West. The Raptors have the 2nd best overall record, but they sit 4th right now in the Great Lakes West. Green Bay's in 3rd. You have Fond du Lac and Madison tied for 1st and 2nd. So that will be a thing which is going to be interesting. If the Raptors can take 2 games today, possibly get the sweep, that will put them in a great opportunity for that playoff push, which they're so desperately needing so, because after the first half where they had the opportunity to win against Fond du Lac and that game came short of them. They lost 6-2 and Green Bay got it because of it. Green Bay started to play a lot well. They won 7 of their past 8 going into yesterday, but the Raptors shut them down, and they did so in a way that they just got it done defensively, great pitching. Offensively, the hits just came in. 11 hits, but 9 runs because of it. That's been the big thing. So we'll see how this Raptors team does, but we are going to take a quick step aside. National anthem coming up. First pitch coming up shortly here in about 3 minutes. We'll step away.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And we return here. Bottom of the first is where we start. Ty Johnson back on Thursday had a double. Jorge Degatti walked. Brendan Bobo flew out to left. He had a great hit, but then Lordoy grounded out to short for a double play, a 6-4-3 double play. So that is where we stand in the bottom of the first now. Mark Schallenberger will lead off. So, I mean, it was interesting for the Rafters. They had guys that had a double. It was Johnson had a good start. And for them, it was a thing that we look at. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes, and we'll see this team get going. And, you know, it will be an opportunity for them to get back to what they know. And, yeah. So Mark Schallenberger, center fielder, he'll be leading off. So Fries got on the mound, and for him, you know, he got back to what he was hoping to get another day in. And then the thunder came in, the rain came in. This game ended. So, you know, Fries was a little bit disappointed, and rightfully so. He's been kind of waiting for this start, and the San Diego product and the native of Orange, California, he'll be getting going. So Broussard at first. You have Johnson at second, Brewer at short, Degatti at third, Gallison at left, Lordoy at center, and Castillo at right field. So, you know, this Rafters team, we'll see. I mean, and the big thing is they had such a hot day yesterday that we've seen a lot of inconsistency for them. But you have to look at this and say, this is a team that really has struggled a lot, Wausau. Can the Rafters kick them more while they're down? Already have lost five games and, you know, longest losing streak of the season. They've given up 38 runs, but 17 errors. If the Rafters can exploit that, and specifically on the offensive side, they start defensively, though. And, you know, possibly we'll see how that goes. But what was interesting the other day was when before this game canceled, you had Ty Johnson rip a double into right field. You had Degatti walk. So you had runners actually at the corners when Bobo flew out to left. So there was an opportunity there. Can they get a quick run in before the rain comes? But then it was a ground out to short, a double play, a 6-4-3 double play. So this team is going to have to see if they are a team that can get back to what they know. And a big opportunity for them to take down Wausau, their rivals just up north. Haven't played them in a while. So Mark Schallenberger, he'll lead off. So Schallenberger, a .340 batter, 18 RBIs. So he's a guy that has an opportunity here, and we'll see how it gets going. So Austin Stanton, the home plate umpire behind the plate. Nick Hudlow at first. And Jackson at third as Schallenberger rips a high fly ball into center. Lordoy under it to make the grab in the first pitch and a fly out. So a good start here for Wisconsin Rapids. Michael McGinnis, a .228 batter. He'll step in. So here is McGinnis. So Schallenberger rips a high fly ball into center, but nothing happens because of it. So McGinnis out of Georgia State, a native of Newman, Georgia. And Fries here will set in. Works high in the first delivery, fouled backside. So Wausau, a team, though, is eager to get back to what they know. Six in the league in batting average with a .267. Fries here will step in on the third base side of the rubber. The count is 0-1. He'll set in fire and popped away backside 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Drake Fries, 10 games appeared in with 31 innings of work. He's allowed 23 hits, 11 runs, but 33 strikeouts for the Orange Lutheran High School product. 3.10 ERA, and the 0-2 home way up and inside and hits the shoulder of McGinnis. So McGinnis on his way to first and couldn't control the fastball there. And McGinnis there. Now Jesse Donahoe, his collegiate teammate out of Georgia State. 300 batter, 32 RBIs, four home runs for him. So here is Donahoe. So McGinnis at first, Donahoe is due up. So the left-hander, Jesse Donahoe. So Fries will set in, work high, and deliver up on a strike. That paints the zone 0-1. So 0-1 count. At first is McGinnis. Colin Brigham on deck, the first baseman. Fries will set kick, and the 0-1 way up and above on a changeup. Couldn't control that ball as McGinnis on the way to second. So a wild pitch, deemed successful, puts a runner in scoring position and has an opportunity for Wausau here to strike first. A 1-1 count with one down. A fly out to center from Schallenberger. McGinnis hit by a pitch, takes second on a wild pitch. Not the greatest of starts from Drake Fries, but we've seen a guy that really can work into his own and paint the zone quickly as McGinnis was looking on his way to third, retreats back to second because Fries turned around. So a ball and a strike. Drake Fries appeared against Wausau back on June the 6th. He went three innings, allowed two hits, but four strikeouts. And the 1-1 home, just inside of the zone, paints the upper half, 1-2. A fastball there from Fries. So a native of Orange, California, had 23 innings of work, 35 hits and 21 strikeouts. On second is McGinnis. Fries here, the 1-2 home. And High just can't find the strike zone there. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. McGinnis at second. And Jesse Donahoe, the left-hander. Fries looks over at second. Will kick high in the 2-2 home. Just outside. And a ball 3-2. So the count runs full here on Donahoe. So you look at it, if Donahoe can get walked here, he's up to four home runs on the season, 32 RBIs. And Donahoe thought it was ball four, but instead it's strike three. Drake Fries gets him with a fastball, paints the inside part of the strike zone. And going down is Donahoe. So Colin Brigham here with two down. A 326 batter, 44 hits for him. He's also had four home runs, 30 RBIs. So Brigham with a runner at second. And the Oklahoma State products, native of Smithton, Illinois. Fries looks at second. He'll kick high in the first delivery. It's just outside of the zone, a 1-0. So Colin Brigham, he's been struck out 24 times. But you know, he's been a guy that's had 15 doubles, which leads the team. So two gone, and the 1-0 inside, Brigham flies this away, 1-1. So a ball and a strike, here two down. Fries will set in again. 30 RBIs for Brigham. Fries looks at second, works high in the 1-1, and a check inside, did Brigham get hit? It doesn't look like he did, but it comes in for a ball. Just barely nicked the inside of the bat. So ball, two strikes, two down. Rafters already with a hit, but it came in the top of the first back on Thursday with Johnson with a double. So the 1-2 home fouled away back behind home plate. Count remains at 1-2. So Fries, 35 hits allowed, 21 strikeouts at San Diego in his past junior year. Season high, four of those strikeouts came against Oregon back on March the 2nd. So two gone and the 1-2 home to Brigham, who flies this away, pulling left field side out of play. Colin Brigham working this pitch count, staying alive. So the count runs at 1-2. A ball, two strikes, one away. And looking in is Fries. He'll set high in the 1-2 to Brigham. Swing and a miss up top. Drake Fries strikes out his second batter, and the Raptors retire the side in four batters. We head to the top of the second, scoreless through one.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning as Wisconsin Rapids retired. Wausau back in four batters. Two strikeouts from Drake Fries, a strikeout on Donahoe and Brigham. To end the inning, they had a runner get to second where McGinnis was hit by a pitch, and then he got to second on a wild pitch. But it did not matter. And so Wausau, a team that's in their white uniforms with the white tops, with the white leggings, and the blue and green Woodchucks logo on the front and the blue and green numbers on the back. So Dominic Reed, eight games appeared in. With an 0-2 record, we're here in the fifth batter in the order, Garrett Broussard. Out of Utah Valley, and Broussard batting a .225. 24 runs for him, 13 RBIs for Broussard. So Dominic Reed, the right-hander out of Oklahoma State, works in up above on a fastball up above the zone. Out of Little Elm, Texas, an 0-2 record, lost versus Kokomo in Fond du Lac. But he's had 24 strikeouts, 15 of those in his past two outings, and works in a strike there, 1-1. So he appeared against the Raptors back on June the 19th, went two innings, allowed two hits and a strikeout. So Dominic Reed, the right-hander, kicks Wines in the 1-1. Foul to Broussard, right side. So Garrett Broussard had a big double yesterday into left field. He eventually got home from a two-run home run. So 1-2 count, Reed kicks, turns, and the 1-2 home just a little bit low in for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes here on Broussard, and a guy that had a career .242 batting average at Utah Valley, and the 2-2 swing and a miss, and Broussard just fouls this off the bottom side, and it looks like the catcher McGann wasn't able to make that catch to Broussard. Stays alive. So 24 runs for him. He's been struck out 39 times, though. Reed. He's going to have to set in once more here on Broussard. Kicks the 2-2 home, and a swing and a high fly ball into center. Chasing after it is Schallenberger and makes the grab. So Mark Schallenberger on top of that. Broussard goes down. So a fly out to center to start this game on both sides. So six in the order is Anthony Gallison, and a guy that they're going to have to watch out for. Hey, yesterday went 3-for-4, three runs, two home runs, three RBIs, and a guy that's gone up to batting a .270. He was at a .254 prior to yesterday, and one gone. So 39 hits for him. So 34 hits on 126 at-bats. So Anthony Gallison out of Coastal Carolina, the right-hander. Reed looks in here on the 1-0. Turns and serves, and down the plate at a strike, 1-1. So the count runs at one apiece. Gallison, a grad transfer, Coastal Carolina. He got a degree in economics at Elon as he hits a hard ground ball in between first and second. Past the first baseman, Briggerman, and Anthony Gallison with a base hit. First today. So two hits and Gallison, but Wisconsin Rapids up to two hits, but this is the first of the day because if you count the other day where Johnson got a double. So Gallison is at first, continuing playing a lot better here in the past two games. So Alec Castillo now, and a rising sophomore headed to Golden West College. Previously attended San Bernardino Valley College and a native of Norco, California. Gallison was looking on his way to second. Retreats back to first. Thought about stealing the base there for a sack. So Castillo back in 21-22. He played in 35 games, batted a .322. So 18 RBIs. So Alec Castillo will set in and see a strike, and it comes in at a 1-1. So a hard hit ball. A ball and a strike with one down. At first is Gallison. Castillo hits a hard bouncer that just stays fair. Coming after it is McGann. Checks and throws to first as he gets Castillo. Gallison was on his way to second. So kind of a bouncer that just stays fair. And Castillo goes down. So Aiden Brewer now. Three hits for him on 18 at-bats. A 167 batter had a two-run home run into right center field yesterday, which was his first of the season. Gallison at second. Reed on the first base side of the rubber. So Broussard flew out to center. Castillo grounded out to the catcher. And there goes Reed with a strike. 0-1. So the Oklahoma State Cowboy. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Two down. Gallison at second. The 0-1 to Brewer, way up and inside. So Dominic Reed, a guy that was a 9-2 record with a .94 ERA, 101 strikeouts. He led Lone Star High School back to the District 9 5A title. Was a District Player of the Year. So, heck of a guy out of high school. And Brewer swings and misses fast. 1-2. He had three appearances, though, for Oklahoma State this season. A 2.25 ERA. Four innings of work. Two strikeouts. So, he's looking to get his first strikeout of the day. Reed will look in over at second. He'll kick high in the 1-2 home. And Brewer fouls this left side. So, Aiden Brewer staying alive. Headed to UNC Greensboro next season, the native of Dexter, Michigan. Previously attended Hillsdale College. Was a All-American. He's passed in the 2022 year. Two gone. Reed looks over at second once more. Lifts in the 1-2 and a swing and a ball popped up way high into center field. Schallenberger races it down, tracks it and makes the catch for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the second, scoreless through 1.5. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86. Lows around 62 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Upper 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms, turning warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
America is kept safe because because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
In the bottom of the second inning, the designated hitter from the University.
Bottom of the second inning, Jake Baker will lead off for the Woodchucks. Fries will set in on a strike and a first pitch fastball, 0-1. But yeah, Jake Baker, a guy batting a .253, 16 RBIs, and the Kansas Jayhawk, and the native of Lawrence, Kansas, here the left-hander. Fries goes to work once more, sets up on a ball up above the zone. So Baker, fifth in the order. The Rafters retired the side in four batters, including two strikeouts from Fries. So he'll set in. Look, the 1-1 home, swing and a miss. Got him swinging up top, 1-2. So Baker, 23 hits this season for him, 16 RBIs. He's been walked 17 times, but he struck out a lot. He's been struck out 30 times. So Fries here, the count runs at 1-2. There's a changeup down the plate, and he gets him. Strikeout looking for Baker. That's back-to-back-to-back strikeouts. Three straight for Fries. He's really settling in. Struck out three of his first five batters as Anthony McFarland. A 179 batter out of UC Riverside from Moreno Valley, California. 10 hits on 56 at-bats. He's been struck out 10 times. And Fries goes to work at a foul ball. Top side of the bat, 0-1. So when Fries has a great command, Rafters can really focus on their offense because Drake Fries will be locking it down defensively. Certainly done that so far. McFarland, six in the order. Near bottom of the second, the 0-1. Now above four ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike with one gone. Fries here on the third base side of the rubber. Looks, turns, and there's a changeup and a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Brewer at short. Fields it up and the throw across his body. Away from the bag is catching it is Broussard, and he tagged him. So Garrett Broussard, a little bit off balance, but made the tag. So Aiden Brewer doing his job. And Michael Adair now. So Adair batting at .254. Now here is Adair. Now the University of Dayton, and the Dayton Flyer swings and hits a high fly ball. Degatti looks to chase after it, and it just goes near the stands. And 19 games for Adair, 17 hits for him on 67 at-bats. He's had 12 RBIs as well. So Adair, his first game against the Rafters was back on June the 6th. He went 2-for-4. And Adair sees a ball up above the zone, 1-1. A ball and a strike, two gone, two hits for the Rafters. None yet for the Woodchucks. Fries, the third serve home, and paints the zone for a strike. Gets it on the left edge, 1-2. So Drake Fries looking to retire this side in three batters. And Baker struck out looking, and McFarland grounded out to short. One away. The 1-2 home. Swing and a liner into left center field. It gets down before Lordoy can get to it. And there's a base hit for Adair. And there's a good start for Wausau when it comes to the hitting. But there's already two outs. So Adair slices one into left center. And Matt McGann now, 243 at the plate. And he's at 37 at-bats out of Albion College from Sterling Heights, Michigan. And Fries sets. There's a high changeup up above the zone. So a dare at first. Two down. Fries turns and fires, but a fastball up on the inside. And it looks like head umpire could make that. Stanton could make that call. He goes to his first base umpire, Nick Hudlow. But nonetheless, a two-ball count, two strike, two-ball count with two down. A dare at first. And he checks off over at first now. And Adair is still there, but a good start for him. Wisconsin Rapids hoping to get out of this. And the 2-0 fouled back behind home plate into the netting. 2-1. Two balls, a strike, two gone. This game was originally scheduled prior to is saying that if the game happened on Thursday, this game was originally going to be at 6:05, but since they had to move it back. So this game, the second game, will be approximately 30 minutes after this game ends. They're going the full nine here in this game since the game on Thursday already started in the top of the first. But the second game will be seven innings. So Adair at first. Fries looks in the 2-1 home and checking up above in for a ball. Backing away was McGann. So the catcher, a little chin music there for Fries. A dare at first. Three balls, a strike. Fries turns and fires it up at 3-1, and backing away once more is McGann. He'll see ball four. So McGann gets walked. That puts two runners on for the Woodchucks in bottom of the order with Evan Funkhauser. So Evan Funkhauser. No hits on eight at-bats out of Lindenwood from Edwardsville, Illinois. He's been struck out five of his eight at-bats. He's been walked once, so hasn't recorded a hit yet, looking for his first. So the right-hander against Fries and misses at that ball fast and gets him 0-1. So no balls, a strike. He struck out in his debut three times on five at-bats against Rockford back on July the 20th. Has only appeared in four games. So McGann at first, Adair at second, and then once more, another swing and a miss, 0-2. And another fastball at the second pitch, 0-2. So Drake Fries, already three strikeouts through the first eight batters, looking to make it number four. Start this inning, you had Baker who struck out looking. McFarland grounded out to short, but then Adair with a base hit, and then a walk and a swing and a miss. Drake Fries, three strikes, and that's the third out. So he records his fourth strikeout of the day. We head to the top of the third, 0-0 through two. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wisc Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third, Levi Jensen leads off for the Raptors. 0-0 ball game through two. As Jensen, the University of North Alabama, 10 hits, 97 at-bats. He got a hit yesterday, a liner up to center field, so big confidence boost for him. Batting a 103. Struggled at the plate for the most part this season. Reed sets in and works at a first-pitch fastball down in the lower part of the zone. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Reed hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. And the 0-1 and a swing and a miss that time, 0-2. Perhaps now is the time. So Jensen, a native of Luck, Wisconsin, batted a 145 this season with North Alabama. The count runs 0-2. Reed, the third pitch and outside on the right edge. Just barely missed it, 0-1-2. So ball and two strikes. Here, top of the third. Looking in is Reed. At a Little Elm, Texas, and the 1-2 to Jensen. And there's strike three. Jensen sees it looking. He goes down. So that's the first strikeout of Dominic Reed's day. And we head to the top of the order with Ty Johnson. So Johnson doubled his first time up, which was back on Thursday. So, yes, he's 1-for-1 this game, but today he's still looking for his first at-bat. That's basically how it is. So Johnson, though, has really swung the bat a lot better. A guy, 52 hits, 193 at-bats, batting a 269. No balls, a strike. Leads a team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. So 0-1 count. Johnson the leadoff. Reed, the 0-1 to Johnson, and a fastball outside of the zone, 1-1. Which was the first time he was up on Thursday. I believe it was around like the second or third pitch of the game. He ripped the ball into right center. Got a double because of it. So the 1-1, and Johnson bounces out left field side and out of play. So a ball and two strikes. So Johnson out of Flower Mound, Texas, a guy who's just been here from the jump. And such a reliable guy. So the two Texas natives going at it. And the 1-2 to Johnson, and a swing and a miss on the inside. Reed sends Johnson down, back-to-back strikeouts, and now one away for Wausau here, top of the third. So Jorge DeGatti walked his first time up back the other day. So the guys that batted the other day are making their first appearance today at the plate. It's Johnson, DeGatti, Bobo, and Lordoy. Two gone. Reed with one away and works high, up above and a ball 1-0. So Dominic Reed up to 26 strikeouts. Two down and the 1-0 home, and a swing and a high fly ball into left field, chasing after this and making the grab in time before the wall is Adair. So Jorge DeGatti, great contact, but Michael Adair was on top of it. So we head to the bottom of the third, 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, as we head to the top of the order once again, Mark Schallenberger will be leading off for the Woodchucks. He flew out to center his first time up. Drake Fries goes to work, and a first pitch off speed outside at a ball 1-0. So Fries, he's been doing well. Four strikeouts for him, and the 1-0 to Schallenberger, and a swing and a high popped up ball away and out of play. So in foul territory, 1-1. And a ball and a strike. Raptors have out hit Wausau 2-1. So Schallenberger batting a 333, 18 RBIs for him. He also has three home runs to go with it. Fries, four strikeouts, has given up a hit. And the 1-1 inside and paints the zone. Schallenberger a little bit aggressive when he's at the plate, crowding the plate, and he'll have to back away 1-2. So the count runs at 1-2. Fries turns and fires. Up above on a ball this time, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And Schallenberger, the left-hander. And the 2-2 home. And a curveball up on the inside. 3-2. So a full count here for Drake Fries. First time he's seen that this game. He's walked a batter. The 3-2. And right down the plate for strike three. Schallenberger was on his way to first, but Drake Fries sends him back to the dugout with his fifth strikeout. So Fries doing absolutely everything he can and just absolutely working in the zone. Not allowing guys to get hits off of him. Has only allowed one hit. And now Mike McGinnis hit by a pitch his first time up. He got to second on a wild pitch, but nothing happened because of that. So works in high and Fries and fouled back away. 0-1. So Mike McGinnis, 31 RBIs for him. He swings at him, the right fielder. No balls, a strike in the 0-1. And just above the zone at a ball 1-1. So the count runs at one apiece, one gone. Drake Fries up to 43 pitches. Has walked a batter. And the 1-1 home outside at a fastball. Can't work it in the zone. 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Drake Fries in his 11th appearance for the Raptors in Orange, California. One gone, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Going after that is McGinnis. And Fries evens up the count at 2-2. Nearing almost his 6th strikeout. Can he do so here? One out. Two away. Jesse Donahoe up on deck. The 2-2 home, just can't find the zone, goes up above, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. A full count. Looking in is Drake Fries, the full count. And fouled away right side. So Mike McGinnis. Hit by a pitch. And now here, the count runs full. The right fielder. Looking in his Fries in the payoff home. Swing and a miss. Strike Fries gets him on his 6th strikeout. Has been unbelievable so far to start. Two down. McGinnis was a little bit frustrated on that as Jesse Donahoe struck out looking his first time up at the plate. So Fries has struck out 6 of the first 11 batters. Really has had great command. His fastballs and changeups have really hurt these Woodchucks. So Jesse Donahoe, 0-1. Batting at 298. And Fries at a changeup and goes in low. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Rafters lead the season series 4-2. They're 1-1 here at Athletic Park. And the 1-0 low. They won 3-2 and then lost 11-5. So when these two teams go at it, you know, for the most part, other than that game where it was 11-5, it's very close. The margin of victory for either side isn't high at all. And the 2-0 down the plate this time in a 2-1. So great command here for Fries. 51 pitches. Expect him to go a little bit longer than about four innings. I think he'll go around 5-6. And the 2-1 right down the plate of the strike, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes here on Donahoe. Now a 298 batter. 32 RBIs out of Georgia State. Two gone. The 2-2 to Donahoe, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field, as looking under it and making the grab is Castillo for the third out. So Wisconsin Rapids retires the side in three batters. We head to the top of the fourth on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
As it'll be the top of the fourth inning. Top of the fourth, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as 0-0 through 3. Brendan Bobo is due up. So last time he was at bat here in this game was back on Thursday, where he flew out to left field and hits a high, towering fly ball into left field. Adair runs under it and tracks it down for the first out. So Bobo flies out to left both times. So he flew out to left against Adair on Thursday and did so once today. Orlando Lordoy last time up, grounded out to short on a 6-4-3 double play, which had the Rafters in scoring position. He had runners at the corners. Johnson was on his way home, but if they didn't get that double play, the Rafters would be in front in this game 1-0. But nonetheless, a good heads-up play there from the shortstop, Funkhauser. But Lordoy will see his strike. A 229 batter, six RBIs, had an RBI yesterday, which brought in Bobo into center field. The 0-1 from Reed. And just can't find the zone. Had a ball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike with one gone. One hit so far. Two hits. One hit for the Woodchucks. And a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Donahoe at second. Scoops it up in the glove and the toss over to first. And he gets Lordoy two down. So Donahoe doing his job. And Garrett Broussard, who flew out to center, his first time up at the plate. So 0-1. And he's been struck out 40 times, batting a 224. So Dominic Reed, a good command for him, has had two strikeouts and works in up on a strike this time on a first pitch in the inside, 0-1. 0-1 count, two gone. He had Bobo fly out to left, Lordoy ground out to second. The 0-1 to Broussard. A decent contact his first time up, but Schallenberger was already under it. And Reed again puts his glove up high in the 1-1 home, and a swing and a bouncer over to Donahoe at second. Scoops it up right in the glove and a throw to first. And he gets Broussard for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Woodchucks. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the fourth, 0-0 here in this game. Defensively, both teams are playing at the top of their game. So can Wisconsin Rapids answer up on a changeup there from Fries on the first pitch? Can they answer what Wausau did in the top half of this inning? They went three up and three down. So Drake Fries, somebody that has already done that a lot. Six strikeouts for him, 54 pitches. As Colin Brueggemann fouls this off, left field side, 0-2. So Brueggemann struck out swinging his first time up. As Fries, a great command. He's really worked in his pitches well. Found the strike zone with ease, it seems like. And now here looking for strikeout number seven. The 0-2 to Brueggemann, and a swing and a ball fouled off the right ankle. Brueggemann has a bright orange ankle brace on his right ankle. So Brueggemann, the Oklahoma State Cowboy, here down in the count, 0-2. So Fries looks in, turns and fires well low up on a ball, 1-2. So Colin Brueggemann, the first baseman, ball two strikes, a Northwoods League All-Star, and rightfully so, a 324 batter, the 1-2, and a swing and a ball lifted into right field. Castillo runs under it and makes an easy grab. So Alec Castillo, his second put out. So back-to-back flyouts, Donahoe and Brueggemann all went to right field, but there's only one down here in this inning. So Jake Baker struck out looking. He's 0-for-1. Fry struck out the first five batters in this order. Has at least struck out the first five batters in this order. As a swing and a ball popped up into the second baseman, Johnson tracks it down, runs back, and makes an easy catch. Ball just drops into his glove. And two down. So just like that, back-to-back outs. And Anthony McFarlane, who grounded out to short. So McFarland, 0-for-1. A bouncer into Brewer, and Brewer did his job. So 59 pitches for Fries. Here, bottom four. Two gone, and there's a put a change up, up above the zone. Fouled, back behind home plate, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Fries, 60 pitches, a hit, a walk, and six strikeouts. Two gone. A dare on deck, and the 0-1 on a breaking ball paints the zone, 0-2. So Michael Adair on deck, and we'll see even if he gets to bat in this inning. Two-strike count, the 0-2 home, and popped away top of the bat. So McFarland keeping himself alive here, not only in this count, but in this inning. Bottom of the fourth. So Drake Fries sets on the first base side of the rubber, turns, and the 0-2 and a changeup again. Strike three, Drake Fries, seven strikeouts, and having a great command today, really working his pitches well. We head to the top of the fifth, zeros across the board. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Down between these two teams. So top of the fifth, Anthony Gallison, and now he'll step in. He's 1-for-1, the only hit for the Rafters today, but two overall as he hit a ground ball into right field. So past two innings, both teams combined 12 up and 12 down. 12 straight outs. They have really been doing well on the defensive side. And the 1-0 up above the zone, 2-0. So Gallison with a base hit. And a 276 batter, 16 RBI. He's been struck out 21 times. 2-0 from Reed as Gallison swings and hits a towering fly ball into left field. A dare runs under it and lets the ball drop into his glove for one down. So Gallison goes out. This brings up Al Castillo, who grounded out to the catcher. Bounced it, a slow bouncer off the bottom side of his bat. McGann ran under it and threw him out at first. So Al Castillo out of Norco, California, and the right fielder, has done well on the field, has already had two putouts. And there's a strike at a first pitch strike from Reed, 0-1. 0-1 count, one gone. Dominic Reed, two strikeouts, and he's given up a hit. And the 0-1 down the plate this time at a strike, 0-2. So Reed has gone 3 1/3, 39 pitches for him. And Castillo has an opportunity Well, Reed has the opportunity to strike him out, and he'll see a ball on a breaking ball, 1-2. So ball, two strikes, one gone. Alec Castillo will see the 1-2 this time. And inside once more, 2-2.